This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan in the national capital this morning. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the President of Angola. Speaking to the media, President Lourenço highlighted that this state visit marks the first in 38 years, making it a significant moment for Angola. He emphasized the importance of the visit in strengthening the bonds of friendship and cooperation between India and Angola. President Lourenço expressed his delegation's deep appreciation for the warm and hospitable reception they received from the people of India.
Just arrived at the city of New Delhi, which is the capital city of the Republic of India, to hold this state visit, which is taking place after 38 years when President José Eduardo dos Santos, the former president of the Republic of Angola, came to the Indian soil to establish and strengthen the bilateral relations between the two countries. We see this visit as a signal which is very important.
President Lourenço also paid tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat. In Goa, 6 persons lost their lives and over 50 others were injured in a stampede at the Sri Lairai Zatra festival in Shirgaon village in Bikolim. The injured are undergoing treatment at Bikolim Health Center in Mapusa District Hospital and Goa Medical College and Hospital. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant met the injured people at the Mapusa District Hospital. The state government initiated an emergency response immediately after the incident. All necessary medical arrangements have been made and the government is closely monitoring the condition of each patient. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished speedy recovery for those injured. He said the local administration is assisting those affected. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the first national mediation conference in New Delhi today. Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and Union Minister for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Meghwal, will also address the conference. The event is being organized by Office of the Attorney General of India in association with the Ministry of Law and Justice. The National Sammelan on Community Radio will be held on the third day of the ongoing World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 in Mumbai today. The deliberations at the event will focus on the latest trends, policies and programs aimed at empowering individuals and enhancing their ability to engage more effectively with the local community. It also aims to provide a platform for community radio stations to connect, learn and share best practices. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, will unveil a first-of-its-kind white paper titled India's Live Events Economy, a Strategic Growth Imperative at the summit today. The white paper presents a comprehensive analysis of India's rapidly expanding live entertainment industry, highlighting emerging trends, growth trajectories and strategic recommendations for the sector's continued evolution. World Press Freedom Day is being observed today. The day serves as an occasion to encourage and develop initiatives in favor of press freedom and to assess the state of press freedom worldwide. The theme for this year is Reporting in the Brave New World, the Impact of Artificial Intelligence on Press Freedom and the Media. The theme highlights rapid growth and use of artificial intelligence in changing journalism, media and press freedom. Moreover, AI's impact on information gathering, processing and dissemination is profound, presenting both innovative opportunities and serious challenges. Voting is underway in Australia to elect members of the 48th Parliament of the country. Polling is taking place for all 150 seats in the House of Representatives and 40 of the 76 seats in the Senate. The voting began at around 3:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time, will continue till 1:30 this afternoon. In IPL cricket, host Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 38 runs in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 224 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.